Blog Talk Radio.
To a new way, you'll leave this place in a new way, a new
strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Thank you. Dios. Habrá alguien que pueda adorar a Dios en esta noche, aunque aún no puede ver su milagro. Is there somebody in this house that can worship God in anticipation for what He is about to do? Habrá alguien en esta casa que sabe que su Dios está obrando en el silencio. That you know that your God is operating in the silence. There where nobody can see you. There where nobody believes in you. Allí es donde Dios está obrando. Levanta tus manos en este lugar. Levanta tus manos en fe en este lugar. Porque no andamos por vista. Andamos por fe. ¿Por qué no cantas conmigo en esta hora? Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando, siempre estás sobrando, siempre estás. Déjame oír tu voz. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando, siempre estás. Vamos. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, lo declaramos. Siempre estás, siempre estás sobrando. Aunque no pueda ver sobrando, aunque no pueda ver sobrando, siempre estás, siempre estás sobrando.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Praise God. Welcome to the Lord's Hour, a place we can come together and lift up the name of Jesus, a place we can come together to encourage one another and trust the Lord and be led by the Holy Spirit. So praise God as we start this night. Understand that what I thought it was going to be here, the Lord had other ideas. Nothing came together about the people that were supposed to share testimony. So something we thought, and it's not. So we trust the Lord and humble ourselves, and we'll share what he put on my heart to share tonight. Very interesting, narrowing it down, very clear. There's two groups of people. There is the wise, and there's the foolish. The wise will be led to life. The foolish will be led to death. It's very clear by God's word. And people have not taken it very seriously. I hope they're learning by all that we see what's going on. It's been a very trying week. And it ended up pretty tough today. This morning, Brenda had a wreck, or a little fender bender, not a wreck, a fender bender, really. Just a little bit of cosmetic damage to the front of the car. The other person and everything was fine. It was a big steel trailer, nothing like that. She's all right. I thank God for that. He's more worried about the cars, worrying about her. And then this afternoon, when he's getting ready to set up the Lord's Hour, we get a phone call for our dear brother and sister, Don and Kevin, and somebody pulled out in front of them. And they T-boned the car. I don't know about the other person. I would guess it depends on what side I guess they were on. I hope they are all right. But Kevin has some bruises and aches. And Don either has a broken ankle or a sprained ankle. And the seatbelt tightened and the good old airbag hit you in the face. And their car is totaled. So this is a big trial for them. Earlier today, we got a phone call from Sis Brenda's daughter, and the father of someone she knows, or part of the family, I'm not sure, but he passed away. And then earlier in the week, when Sis Brenda's been doing Meals on Wheels, one of the men that I saw, and I hope we encourage, he passed away on Thanksgiving. You know, brothers and sisters, we just thought, me and Sis Brenda, how amazing that both her and her bestie both have car wrecks today. And then I get a message from Brother Jeremy, and we'll be praying for him. He's in Nova Scotia. And up there, within 2 weeks, if he don't take the jab, he won't have anything called life, in what we call life. Won't be able to go nowhere, do anything. And the young man is grown in faith. He says, whatever they do, I know I'm in God's hands. At the most, you know, they can destroy the body, but I know the Lord has me. So you're facing things. I know that probably Brother Andrew is facing things in New Zealand, in that crazy world there, and all the work going through. You too. We're praying, brother. We're praying the Lord comes. But we understand that many of the people before us, the disciples, the apostles, they all face these kind of things. We have many brothers and sisters that have been facing this for a long time, more than us in this nation. But it's all happening. I know, brother. And the Lord's still making a way, and he will. And understand, wherever you're at, or wherever you go, or wherever they place you, he's with you. And that he has a purpose for all of us. He really does. And that we do depend upon each other and pray for one another these days and support each other the best we can. So it's been a tough week. But I know the Lord is with us through it all, the trials and tests. And even this, today when I was trying to put up the website or the link, it was saying there was a bad error with the photo that we've been using at the Lord's Hour. It wouldn't go up. Now the link did for the Lord's Hour, but not the picture. So I had to put up another picture. So that's the local stuff. And what's happening worldly or the world and national? We need to be praying for our nation, our leaders, but it's probably getting to the place it's too late. Because I don't know if you heard or not, the UN voted for resolutions that say the Temple Mount and the nation of Israel, God's land, God's city, is an Islamic religious site. 129 nations voted for this. And I do think good old Biden regime voted. You know, one thing I thought about, a lot of these places are really getting tough and everything. I was telling Sister Brenda, they're all linked to good old UK. And I don't know if you heard what Prince Charles said earlier at that CPO 2-6, whatever it is, and talking about this so-called climate mess, crisis, lie, that how it needs to be handled in a military style and all this money. And then he said something very interesting. Yeah, CPO 26. I don't know if you heard this because they've erased it. But he said that this will be for his. This will be for his to be able to make this happen. All leaders, money, his. Why did he say that? Who's the his? I think we know, don't we? For the Holy Spirit's revealing. The his he's talking about is the one that's coming. The beast, the Antichrist. And then I just saw in my, let me see if I can go back here real quick. I saw in my emails from CBN News, and I just can read the part of it. The people are getting vaccine passport microchips embedded in their hands as the, you know, the disease, I mean, the medical thing advances. And I heard one other person say, get this, in their right hand or forehead. It's getting real, brothers and sisters. It really is. But it should be exciting for us because that means the Lord is coming. Amen, sis, you're right. We will not face God's wrath and judgment. Now, the nations that are turning against Israel, they will. And they'll be utterly destroyed. You don't mess with God's people and land. Our glorious Savior is coming. Some days are tougher than others. This has been one of them. And that we have others to pray for sure. I pray that y'all have been some good times and, I mean, good days, whatever, and enjoyed. I hope with your family, I get, you know, I know all don't have Thanksgiving like we do in the States, but to have time with your family and hope you enjoyed your time. It's time to get back. Time to get back in God's Word. It's time to come together and worship and praise him. And how much of that do we need these days? So many different voices, so many people saying different things, so much lies and deception. All that everybody needs is the truth, and that their God and Creator sent his Son so that we can live, because he's the only one who can do it. Nobody else, nothing else but Christ. You know, one pastor was sharing, I'll say this before we move on, is that understanding why they are so avid, I mean, so hard-pressed to make this happen and all, because he was sharing, this is the most of heaven they'll ever see, if they're trusting and believing in the fallen one here on this earth. This is the most of what they, so they're trying to hang on to it, or they're trying to, you know, make it a utopia. Mainly the elite, not the regular people. They're just misled and deceived, or they've been trusting men so long. I pray they hear the voice of God before it's too late. Thank God we did. We pray for others, our family, friends, children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, understanding we need him. There is no other answer, no other way, only Christ. You can throw everything else out. Only thing that matters before the Father is where you stand with Christ, and that you receive and believe in him and not reject him. That's what matters. And then when you take that step, then he does all the rest. And what he did was, it was accepted by the Father. Praise his name. Well, glory to the Lord. Thank the Lord that we could come here. Be humble before the Lord, and to worship and honor him. Let's pray. Father, thank you and praise you for this day. Thank you for who you are, how much we need you. We pray now, Lord, the Holy Spirit will lift us up and strengthen us and anoint us to be the messenger you've called us to be. Understand that we need to hear your voice as we serve, as we make decisions, make sure it's your will and purpose, and do what we've been called to do. I'm very grateful, Lord, that you lead the way and you show us. We just got to be sensitive and in tune and trust you and go where you say go. And stay where you say stay. And go through the door you tell go through, and shut the door you say shut. But in it all, Lord, I pray we're serving you, and our heart is towards you. Nothing of ourselves. Nothing of this world. Nothing of religion. But you, Lord. Personally, our relationship with you is what matters, Lord. If you've called us back and have a relationship with our Heavenly Father, with our God and Creator, and most of all, our Savior, we praise and honor you, Father. We pray now that we share what you've told us to share, and that we come to worship and praise you, and to be led by your Holy Spirit, and to worship and honor you. And in this time, to be our comforter, and be our Prince of Peace, very grateful. Thank you and praise you again tonight, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God, brothers and sisters. And as we start off this night, the word for this first song that I know that Sister Jeanette really loves, and I do too, but I think it's really the song that's been for this season and for this year, and what the Lord wants us to do and how important it really is in the times we're living. Not be led by man, but be led by the Spirit. Galatians 5:22-26. But the fruit of the Spirit, the result of his presence within us, that's what the fruit of the Spirit is. The presence of God, his nature, his character, all motivated by his love, truth, and righteousness. Is love, unselfish concern for others, joy, inner peace, patience, not the ability to wait, but how we act while waiting, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Because it's the very nature and character of Almighty God. And he's righteous and perfect. And that's what he's done in our lives. And those who belong to Christ Jesus, those who belong, because we've been all bought with a price, have crucified the sinful nature together with its passions and appetites. That you don't long for it anymore, that you don't want any part of it, of this world or anything like that. Seeking and wanting more of who Christ is and who he's called us to be. If we claim to live by the Holy Spirit, we also must walk by the Spirit. You know what the Word of God, in the Word of God, walk means? It means life. It means living habitually. And he's the one who makes it happen. In ourselves? No, we wouldn't. Religious people? No. They want to do their own thing and do it their own way. But it will not be accepted by the Father. Only what we've been commanded to do, humble ourselves and believe and trust in his Son. He's the only way, the truth, and the life. He's the only Savior. There is no other. All other things fail. And all others, when you don't follow the way of the Lord or obey the command of the Father, guess where you're at? You're in disobedience. It's like Adam and Eve. And that's why we face death physically and death spiritually. And he's the only one that can bring you back to what God intended, which is life. With personal integrity, godly character, moral courage, and like I said before, the only way this happens in any of us, our conduct empowered by the Holy Spirit. Our conduct empowered by the Holy Spirit. Without him, there is no life. He doesn't come unless you have faith alone in the Son of God and believe and trust him and embrace him and have a relationship with him. We must not become conceited, challenging, or provoking one another, envying one another. We're supposed to be like Christ in his example of being a humble servant when he was here in this world. And that's what he wants from us. Praise his name. So we start off tonight with Spirit, lead me. That's right, sis. Amen. Spirit, lead me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
This is my worship. This is my offering. In every moment, I withhold nothing. I'm learning to trust you, even when I can't see it. Even in suffering, I have to believe it. If you say it's wrong, then I say no. If you say release, I'm letting go. If you're in it with me, I'll be with you. And if you say jump, I'm diving in. If you say be still, then I will wait. If you say to trust, I will obey. I don't want to follow my own way. I'm done chasing feelings. Spirit, lead me. Yes. Oh, mighty Holy Spirit. Spirit, lead me. It felt like a burden, but once I could grasp it, you took me further. But then I was asking, and simply to see you, it's worth it all. My life is an altar. Let your fire fall. If you say it's wrong, then I say no. If you say release, I'm letting go. If you're in it with me, I'll begin. And when you say to jump, I'm diving in. If you say be still, then I will wait. If you say to trust, I will obey. Teach me how to follow in your way. I'm done chasing feelings. Spirit, lead me. Yes. Mighty Spirit, Holy Spirit, lead us. Hallelujah. Mighty rushing wind, the fire of all, holy fire of God. Let it flow. Yes. Holy Spirit. Spirit, Spirit, lead me. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. When all hope is gone, your word is all I've got. I have to believe it's to bring water from the rock. To satisfy my thirst, to love me at my worst. And when I then remember, you remind me of my worth. Thank you, Lord. I don't trust my way. I'm trading in my faults. I lay down every cause. Amen, Lord. It's all that I want. I've landed on my knees. This is the cup you have for me. Yes, Lord. When it don't make sense, I'm going to let the Spirit lead. Yes, mighty one. He lets your Spirit lead us, I pray. The Spirit lead. Yes, Lord. Your word and your truth, let the Spirit lead. Hallelujah. I'm going to let
the Spirit leads. Glory! Help us, Lord! Spirit, lead me. Oh, yes. Spirit, lead me. Yes, Lord. Spirit, lead me. Holy Spirit. Spirit, lead me. If you say it's wrong, then I'll say no. If you say release, I'm letting go. If you're in it with me, I'll begin. And when you say to jump, I'm diving in. If you say be still, then I will wait. If you say to trust, I will obey. You're the only truth, the light's the way. I'm done chasing feelings. Spirit, lead me. Yeah. Spirit, lead me. Hallelujah, Lord. Spirit, lead me. Spirit, lead me. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory!
Amen, amen.
So true. We focus on what the Lord has told us. And when it says, when all hope is gone and your word is what we have, well, that's where we're getting ready. That's where we're at, brothers and sisters. There's no answers from the world or government, even most of the churches I've seen here lately. The answer is Christ. And the answer, his living word, that he lives within us. And that's our hope, is the word, the living word of God, and the Holy Spirit who lives within us because of our faith and belief in him, the living word of God, the Savior, the Son of the living God, Yeshua Jesus, all glory to him. Hallelujah. Okay, sis. You want to come and continue the worship and praise God's put on your heart. Hallelujah. Thank God. We come together. We come together. I hope the best for all the others that you're usually here. But I know we did miss a week last week, and I hope everything's fine with them. But we're here. Praise God. And we come together in the name of Jesus. There's a time and a place that we can come. And focus on him. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Your word is truth. Okay, sis. Amen. Isaiah 41. 10 to 13. Do not fear anything. I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Be assured, I will help you. I will certainly take hold of you with my righteous right hand, in a hand of justice and power and victory and salvation. Indeed, all those who are angry with you will be put to shame and humiliated. Those who strive against you will be nothing and will perish. You shall search for those who quarrel with you, but you will not find them. They who war against you will be as nothing and nothing at all. For the Lord your God, keep hold of your right hand. I am the Lord who says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Amen. Thank you, sis. That's a very powerful word in such a time as we need it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Pretty well says that the Lord's going to take care of it. Shalom, sis. Sis Connie, welcome to the Lord's Hour. Good to see you. Okay, sis. Thank you. Powerful word for all of us and all that we're facing, all we're going through. Amen, sis.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Powerful.
And praise
word.
The Lord.
Amen.
In the
yes.
midst of the storm. Yes.
Praise Amen,
the
sis.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are our God. And we are more than conquerors because you are our God.
Yes. Yes.
And you'll never leave us nor forsake us.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Okay.
All right.
This is a Christmas song.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to sing.
All right.
I wonder out under this sky, how Jesus, my Savior, has it come for to die. For poor ordinary people like you and like I wonder out under the sky. When Mary pressed Jesus to his anatomical saw, with wise men and farmers and shepherds and all, but high from God's heaven as stars like this fall, in the promise of ages it ended we call. If Jesus not wanted for any we think, a star in the sky or a bird on the wing, for all of God's angels to never forsake, it surely could have been, 'cause he was a king. I wonder, as I wonder out under the sky, how Jesus, my Savior, has it come for to die. For poor ordinary people like you and like I wonder out under the sky. Christ our God to worship.
Like a prize waiting for a crown.
will be answered, ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we say, keep us to come, Lord Jesus, come. Keep us to come, Lord Jesus, come. There will be justice, all will be new. Your name forever, faithful and true. Jesus is coming soon, like a bride waiting for a groom. We'll be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King. We thank you, but so come, Lord Jesus. Keep us so come, Lord Jesus, come. Till we wait, we wait for you. Lord, we wait, you're coming soon.
Celebrate the coming of the Lord the first time, and we look forward for him for a special time for us as church and bride, and then he'll come the second time, just like the word said, and like that he looks at us as very special, because we're the ones that didn't reject him but accepted him. And God the Father has something very special for us. It's called our blessed hope. Amen.
Amen.
All right, sis, thank you. And I'll get back with you at the end of the service to let you sing and praise or something in the song. We praise the Lord and sing the song that God's put on your heart at the end too, okay?
Okay, brother. Okay.
Bless
Bye-bye.
You, sis. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Amen. Well, the question, the message and the question tonight, are you foolish or wise for such a time as this? Very important question, very eternal important question. As you'll see by this study in the Word of God, it's very serious. One leads to life and one leads to death. And in the times we live, we want to be wise. Not in our own wisdom, not in the wisdom of man. That's superficial compared to the wisdom of God. And that's the one that matters. Shalom, brothers and sisters. This came to me as I was looking at some watchman's YouTubes. The Lord told me there's only two kinds of people in this world now. The foolish ones who follow their flesh and Satan, and the wise following me and being led by my Holy Spirit. The Lord gets right to the point. He gets right to the heart of the matter, what really matters. Grace, mercy, and love from our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Deliverer, and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life everlasting. Amen. The question to you from the Lord Jesus, are you foolish or wise? We all have to answer that question in our lives tonight. Amen. We need to examine ourselves and make sure we are wise and not foolish. Amen. Tonight, we will explore and study with the leading of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, and see what the Lord says about these two groups of people. When we do, then you have to make it personal, all listening tonight and in the archive, if God permits the time to be able to listen to this. So when we see from the Lord, from the Word of God, who is foolish and who is wise, apply it to your own selves. So we will start with the foolish ones. Definition of foolish: resulting from or showing lack of sense, ill-considered, unwise, lacking forethought or caution, implies lack of common sense or good judgment, or sometimes weakness of mind. The other godly definition of being foolish is this, from His mighty word, Psalm 14, 1-7. The spiritual ignorant who said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have committed repulsive and unspeakable deeds. There is no one who does good. The Lord has looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, act wisely, who truly seek after God, longing for His wisdom and guidance. They all have turned aside. All together, they have become corrupt. There is no one who does good. No, not even one. Have all the workers of wickedness and injustice no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call upon the Lord? There they tremble with great fear, for God is with consistently righteous generation. You evildoers shamefully plan against the poor, but the Lord is his safe refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion, when the Lord restores his captive people. Then Jacob will rejoice. Israel will be glad. Turn your attention in this critical time is this. A spiritual ignorant fool says in his or her heart, there is no God or Savior for them. God have mercy. But this is the truth. And being this foolish and lost, you will know that there is a true living God who truly loves you still, that he came to save the foolish and lost sinners of this world. Quit being foolish and wise up. Use the godly sense he gave you and come home to your loving Father through faith in his Son, Jesus Christ, and be brought back to life, born again by God, the Holy Spirit. Amen. The message that matters in the times we're living. I'm learning and believing. When we call what we call common sense is truly God sent or godly wisdom in our lives as believers. Amen? Talks about that we will have the mind of Christ. Remember, we're connected to him by the Holy Spirit. So they are unprepared, unwise, weakness of mind, lack of sense. They are not watching and praying, not looking for the Lord's return. Amen? Now from the truth of God's word of this important subject about you being prepared for Jesus' return in eternity. Amen? Genesis 19:26. But Lot's wife, from behind him, foolishly, longingly looked back toward Sodom. And as an act of disobedience, she became a pillar of salt. Thank God we're living in the time of grace. So we all know about Lot's wife, a woman of Sodom that he took as his wife with her own free will. After hearing the warning from the angel of the Lord, she disobeyed and was turned into the pillar of salt. So acting foolish is disobeying God's words and commands. Amen? 1 Samuel 13:13. Samuel said to Saul, you have acted foolishly. You have not kept the commandment of the Lord your God, which he commanded you. For if you had obeyed, the Lord would have established your kingdom over all Israel forever. King Saul loses his kingship and his kingdom over Israel for acting foolishly and not keeping the commandment of the Lord God. And there's many other leaders that are going to learn this lesson because of the way they're treating the nation of Israel, the way they're treating the unborn, the way they're treating children. They will face Almighty God and his judgment and wrath. So being foolish is an action, not just a word, but doing something, but what you say and do. Amen? 1 Chronicles 21:8. Then David said to God, I have sinned greatly because I have done this thing. But now, I beseech you, take away the wickedness and guilt of your servant, for I have acted very foolishly. Foolishly. When you act foolishly, you have to repent. Because being foolish is an act of sin and rebellion. Amen? Psalm 73:7. Their eyes bulges from fatness. They have more than their heart's desires. Imaginations of their minds run riot with foolishness. Boy, what group of people are we talking about there? Everybody from up in the government, in the house, everyone into the theaters and actors and performers and sports figures and religious leaders, all that, thinking about it's all about them. They forgot about the part of being humble before the Lord, walk the ways of Christ. It's a dangerous place to be. The road under your feet must be getting hot. The foolish think they are rich in goods, but they are truly wretched, poor, and naked for the things that matter, and that's the things of the Lord and what he has said and who he is. The foolish think they are rich in goods, but are truly wretched, poor, and naked. Revelation 3 says, it well for such a time as this. The words of the Lord and judge of glory, Jesus Christ, hear him well. Revelation 3:17. Because you say, I am rich and I have prospered and grow wealthy and have no need of nothing, I have arrived. and you do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked, without hope, in great need. You've got to come and realize you're at that place and cry out to Jesus, because he's the only one that can save you from that mess. God, have mercy. Repent before it is too late. Do not fit in this group of backslidden, lukewarm, foolish people. Examine yourselves. Amen. The next two scriptures tell us of scoffers and mockers are foolish. But we got a lot of those, don't we? Psalm 74, verse 18. Remember this, O Lord. The enemy has scoffed, and a foolish and impious people have spurned your name. Do we have that going on? Oh, yeah. Arise, O God. Plead your own cause. Remember how the foolish man scoffs at you all day long? 74:22. It is time to wake up and quit mocking and scoffing and examine your own life. Ask yourself this question. Are you ready right now to meet Jesus face to face? You need to be. This is why we are here at the Lord's Hour, to let you know God wants you ready and not left behind. He wants you born again with the true answer to life and for eternal life, Jesus Christ, that you need to be filled with his Holy Spirit so you will not be a foolish person or a foolish believer. Amen. The scripture that relates to this, let's look. Romans 13, 8 through 14. Owe nothing to anyone except to love and seek the best for one another. For he who is unselfishly loves his neighbor has fulfilled the essence of the law relating to one's fellow man. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet. Any other commandment are summed up in this statement. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does not wrong to a neighbor. It never hurts anyone. Therefore, unselfish love is a fulfillment of the law. You see clearly here that Paul is mainly speaking to the Jews that are in Rome as he's relating these things about the law and the commandments. We're in the time of grace, and we still are supposed to obey the things of God, but we're not under the law. We're under God's grace by the power of Christ, and that he fulfilled the law and the prophets, because we couldn't. Nobody can. James says in one place that if you break one, you're guilty of all. Now, that's God's standard. Now, we can see clearly he ain't about us. Definitely not in this corruptible flesh. It's about Jesus and how he has made us righteous by faith. And it will be settled on the day of redemption, the resurrection, rapture. Well, we'll be changed, and it'll be totally complete. There's a place you wonder why it didn't happen right away. But God has a purpose. We don't understand everything. And I think one thing for sure is to appreciate and understand what God's really done and what he has planned for us as we are living in this world and we see what it's like. As I told you earlier about what he said about the people caught up, all the elite and everyone that is focused on trying to save this dying world, a sinful, wicked world that God's going to destroy and make a new one. They're deceived and misled by the fallen one as he's telling them, oh, we're going to make this a utopia. The other side of it, he was pointing out, this is the closest that we'll see anything near hell for us as believers, because our destiny is heaven. And I think very clear, as one pastor, Pastor J.D. says, that God wants us to let go. And I think many of us here are letting go real easy. I mean, as we see what's going on and what the future is, we're letting go and say, yes, yes, Lord, we need to focus on you. We need to look to the heavenly things of God, seated in heavenly places with Christ. That just blows you away when you think about it. Is it some days you say, I want to be there now? But God still has a purpose for all of us. And he will come and he will bring us home when it is his exact right time in his way. But until then, we are to serve him. And we are to be wise and take heed to the word he's speaking to us, and which this Jeanette shared to us is very powerful for all that everybody's facing, all you're going through, these so-called mandates. I found out the other day where the mandate idea comes from. It comes from the Mason. They talk about mandates of the angel of light. Now we get an idea where that's coming from. And then another person was sharing, that Sister Brenda Sharon, and I know y'all know this probably, is talking about pharmakia and sorcery and the spirit behind it. It always has been. They've always taken the things of God and ruined them or made them where they bring side effects or people die and everything else these days. God intended what he created to be what he wanted to be. But, of course, everything's affected by the curse and sin. But as you as a believer, God bless what he brings to you. He shows you favor even in this world. It's amazing. This broken world. And that we still deal with this flesh. But he's greater than our flesh. He's greater than all our sins. He had to be. There couldn't be one thing out of place. Because that's his standard. Is perfection. And that's how we had to be, is become like Christ. We've done it by faith, and now we're growing and maturing. And each day we're learning more and more how much we do have to trust Christ. Whatever we face, that we're not alone, that we have him. And that his word and his promises are true. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. You can try to run as far as you want, but I'm still there. I live within you. It's best not to run anyway. It's best, well, if you're going to run to him, not run away from him. It's never, if you ever feel like that God's not near you or with you, it's not him. It's never him. It's us. But that's part of the growing and maturing. And that we all are learning and understanding in the times we live in this time of grace, in the time of the Spirit being poured out, we need him every day. Amen? Do this knowing that this is critical time, and it really is. Critical time by everything you see going on, and I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, it is moving rapidly. So much happening. I mean, behind the scenes, we're probably not seeing, you know, and be thankful God's in control. Because I'm sure we got people out there ready to fire missiles and ready to do whatever they can, but they can't do more than what God allows. They think they're in control. But only to a point. Everyone answers to Almighty God, even the fallen ones, even the leaders of this world. Remember, people need to remember their place. We're created ones. And he's the creator. And he's Almighty God. And we need to understand and humble ourselves and honor him and even come to the place in respect and tremble before him. Praise his name. Do this knowing that this is a critical time. It is already the hour for you to awaken from your sleep, your spiritual complacency. Hallelujah. Come alive in Christ. Be born again by the Spirit and not only know him by a man's point of view, a religious point of view, but you know him by God the Father's way. The truth and life is by his Spirit, says the Lord. For our salvation is nearer to us than when we first believed in Christ. Hallelujah. It is. As each day goes by, as each hour goes by, each minute and second, we're closer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The night, this present evil age, is almost gone. Glory to God. And the day of Christ's return is almost here. Hallelujah. See, he's talking to believers. He's talking to believers in Rome. He's talking to believers here in the U.S. He's talking to believers in New Zealand. He's talking to believers in Canada. Everywhere. Because this present evil age will be gone for us. But not for the foolish. It's only the beginning for all who reject Christ. All that thought they knew best. All they thought that what they had to do and to believe what the Father said we were really to do. Many people, when they're seeing these dreams and what I saw, when the glorious King comes in all his glory and light, and after we're taken, this place becomes dark. One thing I'm sure of, with the power of Almighty God, and when he changes us and he raises the dead, there's an EMP that'll shut down this whole world very quickly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So us fling away the works of darkness. Hallelujah. And put on the full armor of light. Hallelujah. We have in faith. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The armor of light. That's how God sees you, as his children, as his servants, messengers, even soldiers for Christ. In the spiritual realm, he sees you as bright, shining light. Let us conduct ourselves properly and honorably, as in the light of day and not carousing in drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity, I do believe it says, yes. And irresponsibility, not in quarreling or jealousy. And in verse 14, like I said earlier, but clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for not even think about gratifying the flesh in regard to its improper desires. Again, the only way that happens is by the Holy Spirit. You can't do it yourself. Again, Paul speaking to the church in Rome, to believers in Jesus Christ, not to the world or lost. As it says in God's word, if the righteous are barely saved, what about the unrighteous and foolish? No hope. No hope at all. Amen. It is high time to wake up and turn from your sin and flesh, turn from this evil, wicked, from this evil, wicked, self-aware world. Another word, I guess, these days, woke. You hear woke. Woke to what? The lies of the enemy? It is urgent time to humble yourself, repent before a holy, righteous God and judge. Amen? Proverbs 5, verse 23 says, he will die for the lack of instruction, discipline, and in the greatness of his foolishness. He will go astray and be lost. This is serious. What kind of lost? Lost around this world in the woods or something? No. No, when God's speaking, he's talking about the whole thing. He's talking about eternally lost. So lack of instruction for the foolish that will lead to being what? Go astray and lost. Lost. Lost forever. God have mercy. Proverbs 9, verse 13 says, the foolish woman is restless and noisy. She is naive and easily misled and thoughtless and knows nothing of all of eternal value. This proverb is directed at women, but for men too, in their way. Amen? Proverbs 14:17 says, A quick-tempered man acts foolish and without self-control, and a man of wicked schemes is hated. I don't know if that's true anymore. It don't seem like a lot of them are hated anymore. I guess it could be that the righteous have whole righteous anger and the kind of things we see. Who acts before you pray or think without wisdom from God? This is very foolish. God knows what is best for us. Surely not man and Satan, that's for sure, amen. Proverbs 19:3. Foolishness of man undermines his way, ruining whatever he undertakes. Then his heart is resentful and rages against the Lord, trying to blame. Old blame game started at the very start. Who made you do this, Eve? Oh, that serpent did it. And then he says to Adam, oh, that woman you gave me did it. Never taking their guilt and sin themselves. They was trying to pass it on. Being a fool, he blames the Lord instead of himself. Well, we have a lot of that going on, blame God and not your own selves for your own actions. Amen? Ecclesiastes 10:1. A little foolishness, dead flies, make the oil of the perfume give off a foul odor. So little foolishness in one whose esteem outweighs wisdom and honor. Remember who the Lord of the flies is. So when we are foolish before the holy righteous God, it is a foul odor in his nostrils and makes him want to vomit us out of his mouth. God have mercy. Jeremiah 4:22. For my people and foolish, says the Lord to Jeremiah, they do not know me. They are foolish children and have no understanding. They are shrewd enough to do evil, but they do not know how to do good. Ouch. That is a tough indictment. Praying that we examine ourselves and repent from all foolishness in our lives. Amen. Jeremiah 5:4. Then I said, surely these are only poor uneducated. They are sinfully foolish and have no spiritual understanding, for they do not know the way of the Lord or the ordinance of their God and requirements of his just and righteous law. Foolish, have no spiritual understanding in their lives. They reject the Holy Spirit, the religious crowd, and the world crowd. They think they are wise, but truthfully, fools. Amen? Doing this lesson, and this was impressed on me by the Holy Spirit, all people who reject God, all who are asleep, not watching for his coming, all backsliders and lukewarm, take heed to the words of the Lord of hosts. When you do, you will know that all this is happening now is happening. It's real. No game, no fantasy. This is real life. To the foolish one, Jeremiah 5:21-25, hear the Lord of hosts. Now hear this, O foolish people without heart. Who have eyes but not to see? Who have ears but do not hear? Do you fear me, says the Lord? Do you tremble in awe in my presence? For I have placed the sand as a boundary for the sea, and an eternal decree, and perpetual barrier beyond which it cannot pass. Oh, thank God for that. Did you know what 70% is in this world? Water. That means only 30% is land. Thank God he holds back the water. Though the waves of the sea toss and break, yet they cannot prevail against the sand ordained to hold them back. Isn't that amazing? Like I said, God is in control. Though the waves and the billows roar, yet they cannot cross over the barrier. Is not such a God to be feared? Oh, I'd say so. When you start understanding to know this. But this people has a stubborn heart and a rebellious will that draws them away from me. Not a place to be. They have turned away and gone into idolatry. They do not say in their heart, let us now fear and worship the Lord God with profound awe and reverence, who gives rain in its season, both in autumn and in spring rain, who keeps us from the appointed week of the harvest. Your wickedness has turned these blessings away, and your sin have withheld good harvest from you. God have mercy. Now is the time to break your fallow ground, fall on your knees, and repent. Turn back to God before it is too late. This is only the beginning. These judgments, these storms, and disasters are going to continue to increase. And until the Lord has finished the judgment of this world and all of mankind, no time to be foolish, but very wise. Take heed, amen. Before we move on into the New Testament, cannot in no way forget this scripture. Psalm 14, verse 1. The spiritual ignorant fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have committed repulsive and unspeakable deeds. There is no one who does good. The Amplifier says it well. Psalm 14, verse 2. The Lord has looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there is any who understand, act wisely, who truly seek after God, longing for his wisdom and guidance. There is two gates, two paths, and only two lives in this life now to go that leads through for eternity. Only two, no more, no less. There is a gate for the foolish to hell, and a gate for the wise in Christ to heaven. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. When you get a hold of this truth and understand how people's been hiding this or won't preach this or share this, you know, we have a lot to be thankful for. Matthew 7:13-14. The narrow and wide gate. Enter through the narrow gate. For the wide is the gate, and broad and easy to travel is the path that leads to the way of destruction and eternal loss. And there are many, God have mercy, there are many who enter through it. God have mercy. But small is the gate, and narrow and difficult to travel is the path that leads the way to everlasting life. Excuse me. And there are few who find it. Amen, brothers and sisters. Starting to understand that a lot, too. Very clear and simple contrast between foolish and wise. Amen. Matthew 7, verse 24 through 27, two foundations. So everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like wise man, a far-sighted, practical, and sensible man who built his house on the rock. Hallelujah. And the rain fell, and the floods and torrents came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like foolish, stupid man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods and the torrents came, and the winds blew and slammed against the house, and it fell. And great and complete was its fall. This would be wise to take heed to, as we see all this going on with the hurricanes and flooding and being in more increasing all the time. There was a man who had an awesome testimony of the hurricane that hit a few years, a hurricane that hit a few years back that tore up the Texas Gulf Coast before the last one, Harvey. Picture this. His house is standing in the middle of devastation of a neighborhood he was in. His house stands. I believe it was on the cover of Newsweek. Such a powerful picture showing God's grace and protection for his children. The newsman asked him, how does your house stand when all others around you is gone? Oh, hallelujah. What a good question. Listen to his answer and be at peace of God that we believe in and trust. Because, sir, oh, praise, listen to this. Hallelujah. Because, sir, I have built my house on nothing less than Jesus Christ, the Rock of Ages. Amen. Hallelujah. A very wise man. Praise God. Hallelujah. Romans 1, verse 21. Thank you, Jesus. For even though they knew God as the Creator, they did not honor him as God or give thanks for his wondrous creation. On the contrary, they became worthless in their thinking, godless, with pointless reasoning and silly speculation, and their foolish heart was darkened. Don't want to be there. Please don't be one of these. It is time to be wise and not fools. Fools will be left behind when Jesus comes. You don't in any way want that for yourself. I am telling you, it will be no good. Amen? 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14. But the natural unbelieving man does not accept the things, the teachings, and revelations of the Spirit of God. But even if they don't, we're still supposed to share them. We're still supposed to be witnesses and leave the rest to God, because the Holy Spirit can get through. He got through to all those hard-headed ones. For they are foolishness, absurd, and illogical. Sound like something Spock said on Star Trek. Illogical. To him. And he is incapable of understanding them. That's right. Because they are spiritually discerned and appreciated. And he is unqualified to judge spiritual matters. Brothers and sisters, that's why we got so many religions and denominations. Because man cannot understand the truth of God's word, his revelation and wisdom, without being born again in faith alone in Christ. That's the only way it comes. You got to be connected. The only way that happens is faith alone in Christ and born again by his Spirit. When you are there, there is no hope for you. But only God can save you and give you hope. Humble yourself and be not a fool for the world and the devil no more. Amen. Be not a fool for the world and the devil. Say no. But God, only God in his way. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 19. For the wisdom of the world is foolishness, absurdity, stupidity before God. For it is written in Scripture, he is the one who catches the wise and the clever in their craftiness. Oh, yeah. And they think they're getting away with it. No, no, they won't. All of the so-called wisdom of man and the world system is foolishness and is passing away rapidly, praise God. Amen? Galatians 3, verse 3. Are you so foolish and senseless, having begun your new life by faith with the Spirit, are now being perfected and reaching spiritual maturity by the flesh? This is by your own works and efforts to keep the law? Remember, he's talking about believers in Galatia. We should all take heed and not fall into foolishness, but be wise, led by the Holy Spirit, never our flesh. Amen? Ephesians 4, verse 17. The Christian walk. So this I say and solemnly affirm together with the Lord as in his presence that you must no longer live as unbelieving Gentiles live. We got to be different, brothers and sisters. As we grow and mature as believers, we should be different. In the futility of their minds and the foolishness of their emptiness of their souls, God of mercy. This makes a lot of sense because you're empty when you're foolish. You see, only Jesus, who is the living word of God, is all godly wisdom to make you wise. So without him in your life, you are foolish and have empty souls. Amen. Ephesians 5, verse 17. Therefore, do not be foolish and thoughtless, but understand and firmly grasp what the will of the Lord is. This is so very important for the times we live and for all eternity. Amen. Isaiah 55, 8 through 11. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. For as the rain and snow came down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth, making it bare and sprout, providing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so will my word be which goes out of my mouth. It will not return to me void, useless, without result, without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. Amen, Lord. Thank you, sis, for sharing that. Praise God. Titus 3, verse 3. For we too once were foolish, disobedient, deceived, enslaved to the various sinful desires and pleasures, spending and wasting our life in malice and envy, hateful, hating one another. Amen. Titus shows clearly the characteristic of a foolish person. Amen. All right, enough of the foolish. Now we'll be talking about the wise. So we have seen what the foolish person is, that they do not obey God, that they are not prepared. They don't accept the Holy Spirit in their lives. They're a foul odor to God. They are a shadow of themselves compared to what God their living Father wants for them and made a way for them to be, not a mere shadow of darkness. They are lost and spiritually dead too. They are on the road to destruction and hell. God have mercy. Now let's see from the Word of God that we are to be wise people. Amen? Definition of wise. Having the power of discerning and judging properly as to what is true or right. Possessing discernment, judgment, and discretion. That says it so clearly. We need discernment so much in these days of so much lies and deceptions, amen? To truly know what is true and right, amen? Psalm 24, verse 14. The secret of the wise counsel of the Lord is for those who fear him and will let them know his covenant and reveal to them through his word its deep inner meaning. Praise God. You who fear him, honor him, you will, and you who obey him, his word, you have the secret wise counsel. Jeremiah 33:3 says to the wise, call to me, and I'll answer you. And I will tell you and even show you great and mighty things, things which have been confined and hidden, which you do not know, not know and understand, and cannot distinguish. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Psalm 94, verse 8. Consider it thoughtfully, you senseless, stupid ones among the people, and you dull-minded fools. When will you become wise and understand? The psalmist here is not pulling any punches. The Lord is saying, when you will come, when you become wise and understand me for such a time as this. Amen? Psalm 107, verse 43. Who is wise? Let him observe and heed these things and thoughtfully consider the loving kindness of the Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord Jesus. Psalm 119, verse 98. Your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for your words are always with me. Amen. The living word of God, he lives within us. Proverbs 10, verse 8. The wise in heart are willing to learn, so they will accept and obey commandments. Instruction. But the babbling fool who is arrogant, thinks himself wise, will come to ruin. Good wisdom to take heed to. And a warning here to take heed to. Amen. Proverbs 11, verse 30. The fruit of the consistently righteous is a tree of life. Amen. And he who is wise captures and wins souls for God. He gathers them for eternity. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We help him. He's the one who really saves them and wins the soul. I mean, it's the Lord. We're his humble servants. Yes, Lord Jesus, we pray we lead people to you and not away from you. Amen. Proverbs 13, verse 14. The teaching of the wise is a fountain and a source of life, so that one may avoid the snares of death. Understand how important that is. There you go. There is eternal life for the wise and eternal death for the foolish. Let me ask you something. With this now out there clearly, which will you choose? Choose very wisely before it is truly too late. Amen? Ecclesiastes 9, verse 1. Men are in the hand of God. For I have taken all this to heart, exploring and examining it all. how the righteous, those in right standing with God, and the wise, and their deeds are in the hands of God. No man knows whether it be love or hatred, anything awaits him. Be wise and not fools. Your life is in the hands of God. Amen. Ecclesiastes 9, verse 7. Go your way. Eat your bread with joy and drink your wine with cheerful heart. If you are righteous, wise, and in the hands of God, for God has already approved and accepted your work. Isn't that amazing? Sounds a lot like the Lord's Supper, which to the wise bring remembrance for what the Lord has done for us by pouring out his life and blood for us to live and have joy unspeakable and a cheerful heart. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Ecclesiastes 10:2. Wise man's heart turns him toward the right, which is a way of blessing. But a fool's heart turns him toward the left, which is a way of condemnation. Not a good place to be on the left. It's best to be on the right. Another clear contrast for us to consider. So here's the question for you. Do you want to be blessed or the way of condemnation? Blessing, most would say. So wise up and do not be a fool for your flesh and Satan. Amen? Here is wisdom from the wisest man there ever has been. When all has been heard, and in the end of the matter is fear God. This is the last of Ecclesiastes. Worship him with all filled reverence, knowing that he is Almighty God, and keep his commandments, for these applies to every person. For God will bring every act of judgment, every hidden and secret thing, whether it is good or evil. You can't hide it from God. The wise will do this and live forever, and the foolish will not, and have death forever. God have mercy. Hosea 14, verse 9. Whoever is spiritually wise, let him understand these things. Whoever is spiritually discerning and understanding, let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the righteous will walk in them. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, brothers and sisters. But transgressors will stumble and fall in them. Amen. Let us be wise and take heed to these very wise words from the Lord, from the Word of God. Luke 19, verse 26, Jesus explained, I tell you that to everyone who has, because he valued his gifts from God, and has used them wisely, more will be given. But from the one who does not have, because he disregarded his gifts from God, even what he has will be taken away. Here is wisdom to all who say, we don't need the Holy Spirit in our lives. Well, no more gifts for you, and the ones you have will be taken away. God have mercy. Now, to the very wise, the Lord will give you more gifts because you're wise, knowing to trust him and be led by his Holy Spirit. Amen? Let me tell you some wisdom from me, who has walked with the Lord 41 years. The only way you can be wise and know the will of the Father in your life is by the Holy Spirit. You need him in your life now. Without him, you are very foolish and do not know the whole truth of God's word. You need to humble yourself, empty yourself of all man's foolish wisdom and ideas, ways, and trust Jesus and be led by the Holy Spirit of God. One of the main characteristics of the foolish is let go of it and be humble to be wise. This is the only way. I can tell you from experience in my walk with the Lord. Amen. Romans 16, verse 27. Only to the only wise God, through Jesus Christ, be glory forevermore. Amen. We know that God is wise. So here's another question. Are you his children? Yes. Then start acting like him. And be wise and not foolish. Quick listening. Quit listening to ungodly government and even a lot of ungodly people dressed in sheep's clothes, but are really raging as wolves, wanting to devour you. Amen. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 18. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you thinks he is wise, sage, let him become a fool, disregarding his worldly pretension, acknowledging his lack of wisdom, so that he may become truly wise. By the word of God given to the Apostle Paul, we are not only to be wise, but truly wise with godly wisdom, not our own or worldly. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. James 3, verse 13. Wisdom from above. Who among you is wise and intelligent? Let him be by his good conduct show his good deeds with gentleness and humility of true wisdom. Shalom, Brother Jeremy. Good to see you, brother. Bless you, brother. This is how true wisdom comes to you and comes out of you. Amen. So now by this study, we know the answer to the question from the start. Are you foolish or wise for such a time as this? We need to be so truly wise with the wisdom of God to know his will and purpose, to not be wise in our own eyes or heart, not to be foolish and sinful, not to be unprepared because of lack of godly wisdom for such a time as this. To truly know, you have to be very wise in the things of God and to have his word and wisdom in your heart and mind for this life now to live and for your life for all eternity. The wise have a fountain of everlasting life. It is the living water, the Holy Spirit, and the bread of life, Jesus Christ. Amen. I finish with these two scriptures. One for knowing we are to be wise like our Heavenly Father, and the other for the days we live now, the coming of Christ. Amen. Ephesians 5, verse 15. Therefore, see that you walk carefully, living life with honor, purpose, and courage, shunning those who tolerate and enable evil, not as the unwise, but as wise, sensible, intelligent, discerning people. Amen to this. And in 1 Thessalonians 5, 6. So then, let us not sleep in spiritual indifference, as the rest of the world does, but let us keep wide awake, alert, and conscious. And let us be sober, self-controlled, and calm, and wise. Amen forever. And before I get to the song for this message, I wanted to share, Brother Jeremy came in late, so I'm going to share with Sis Jeanette a word from the Lord, Brother Jeremy. The word is, and I would tell you to write it down and know it, Isaiah 41, 10 through 13, and that it is a word for everything that you are facing, and like Brother Andrew's facing, and Sis Connie out in California, and Sis Jeanette out there. I thank God that our state hadn't been so affected so far, but I know what you're facing, and many brothers and sisters are facing in different countries, especially like Australia now and everywhere else in the world. But this is the word from the Lord that he wants you to know. Isaiah 41, 10 through 13 says, "Do not fear anything, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Be assured, I will help you. I will certainly take hold of you with my righteous right hand, a hand of justice, of power, of victory, of salvation. Indeed, all those who are angry with you will be put to shame and humiliated, and those who strive against you will be as nothing and will perish. You shall search for those who quarrel with you, but you will not find them. They who war against you will be as nothing at all. For I, the Lord your God, keep hold of your right hand. I am the Lord who says to you, do not fear. I will help you." And that's a word from our loving God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Consider the cost to be wise and not to be foolish. When you do, it will be well worth it. A eternal one for eternal life. Amen. Consider the cost of the choices between being wise and foolish by the word of God, and by song. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. A better sacrifice. Are you better brand? What will of man? Love is all life. Houses or money or land. There's a way that seems right to you, but in the end it leads only to death. But come to me, and you all who are weary, come, and you will find rest. Consider the cost of building a tower. It's a narrow way that you must come. For to do the will of the Father is to follow the Son. Amen. To love him more than your father or mother. Love him more than even your own flesh. To give all that you are for all that he is. This is a gospel according to Jesus. Yes, mighty one. Your way. The only way. Hallelujah. Many say, Lord, Lord, on that day. Look what we've done in your name. Oh, God of mercy. We prophesied before many miracles. And, Lord, even the demons obeyed. And then he will declare unto them, God of mercy, the most terrifying words of truth. He will say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for I have never known you. Sitting the talk of building a tower, it's a narrow way that you most come, for to do the will of the Father, follow the Son. Amen, brothers. Love him more than father or mother. We love him more than even our own flesh. To give all that you are, for all that he is, this is the gospel according to Jesus. Oh, listen to this now. Oh, foolish man, how you built on the sand, trusting in your goodness to save. Oh, when the rain falls and the flood breaks the wall, his shoes be swept away. Oh, hallelujah. But blessed is he who builds on the rock, who takes Jesus as Lord to save. When the rain falls, he will endure it all, standing firm in his grace. Hallelujah. The cost of building the tower. It's a narrow way that you must come, for to do the will of the Father is to follow the Son. Hallelujah. We love him more than father or mother. We love him more than even your own flesh. To give all that you are for all that he is. This is the gospel according to Jesus. Hallelujah. To give all that you are for all that he is the gospel according to Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He made it clear. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thanks, brothers and sisters. I have to be focused on the Lord more and more these days. Amen, brother. Every one of us. Every one of us. Spirit leads us. And that the Lord is with us. Amen. Yes, that's true, sis. Sometimes we have to be in the situation where the Lord wants us so we can be alone and think deeply within our hearts to see him as he is. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And that, as we saw today, where is the honor and respect for God anymore? Well, that in the place in Hebrews it says, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Ones that are foolish. We that are wise in Christ, born again believers, we're in the loving hands of God. We're in the loving hands of God. We don't fear to be in his hands. that we long to be in his hands and how much he really loves us. But we are to respect and honor him. But we are to honor and respect him and praise and honor him. And that we are to, hallelujah, in a way, to know our place and know who he is. And thank God who he is and what he's done. That we tremble. That we tremble before the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peace. Bring it, oh peace. Storms surrounding me. The brave at your name. Still, call the sea to still. Rage in me to still. Every wave at your name. Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. You silence fear, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Free all these bones to live. Call these lungs to sing. Again, I will praise Jesus, Jesus. The dying darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. You silence fear, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, your name is a light that the shadows can deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is alive, forever lifted high. Your name cannot be overcome. Jesus, Jesus, you made the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you made the darkness tremble. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus. Name is a light that the shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is a light forever lifted high. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is light that the shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is alive, forever lifted high. Your name cannot be overcome. Jesus, Jesus, You made the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. You silenced fear, Jesus, Jesus. You made the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, the Lord knows where we're at. He knows what we're going through. Do you see by the songs, by the message, and understand who the Lord is and what he's saying to us, that he's with us, and that whatever we face, he's with us, and that he's gone before us, and he's faced everything that we could even think or imagine. And understand in this time, the mere shadows of the foolish lost need to see the light of Jesus shining through us, and to stand for the truth, and to walk in boldness in the name of Jesus. And that you see by his name as it's spoken, the darkness tremble. The shadows cannot deny the Lord God, our Savior, the Captain of hosts, the Lord of hosts, Jesus. And that his name is to be lifted high as they try to squish it out. We still lift his name up. His name is above every name, that every knee will bow at the name of Jesus to the glory of the Father. That he made a way where there is no way, no way for any of us without him. And understand your true identity in Jesus. And understand there's a time coming, and how personal this relationship is, as Solomon spoke it in the Song of Solomon. The Song of Songs, excuse me. And that he was speaking, and that we were seeing. It's mainly speaking about us. The Shalomite bride was not Jewish. She was a Gentile. It's absolutely amazing. And that in one place, in one time soon, that we'll dance with our Savior. Let us hear what he's saying to us and understand who we are. And this other song he gave us. And I would tell you, there's a brother on YouTube called The Last Watchman. Check out his latest videos talking about the day has come for the bride, and the beautiful presentation and the word he is saying, what God's revealing to him. Check it out. The Last Watchman is his name on YouTube, and it's talking about the day, her day has come, the day of the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. Shall we dance for their glorious Savior and King? Thank you, Lord. Beautiful, powerful song. Thank you, Lord. Part of the other one. I always get that thing. It's dance with me. That's what the Lord is saying. Dance with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll get it here. Beautiful song. Hallelujah. Dance with me. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to his name. Praise his name. Messianic believers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Dance with me. Glory come down. Behold, you have come.
over the hills, upon the mountains. For me you have run, my beloved, you've captured my heart. With you I will go, you are my love, you are my fair one. Winter is past, and the spring time has come. Hallelujah. Dance with me, O lover of my soul. Oh, to the song of all songs. Amen. Romance be, O lover of my soul. To the song of all songs. Amen. Behold, you have come over the hill and upon the mountain. To me you have run, my beloved, you captured my heart. With you I will go, you are my love, you are my fair one. Winter is past, and the spring time has come. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Our bridegroom comes. He comes for his bride, the righteous and holy one that he has made perfect, righteous and holy before him. Hallelujah. Dance with me, O lover of my soul, to the song of all songs. Romance me, O lover. Song of all songs. Hallelujah now. Open the heavens, let your glory come down. My heart burns for you, Yeshua, for your presence, for your holy fire. Open the heavens, let your glory come down. My heart burns for you, Yeshua, for your presence, for your holy fire. Consume me with your fire in all of my desire. Burn for you, burn for you. Consume me with your fire in all of my desire. Is burn for you, burn for you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. With me, O lover of my soul, to the song of all songs. Amen. Romance me, O lover of my soul. Oh yeah, to the song of all songs. Amen.
Amen.
So true. You know, in that part it talks about that winter has come and springtime, I mean, winter is gone and springtime has come. And that's not just talking about the natural, physical seasons. The Lord would show me, it's talking about the spiritual. Remember, the Word of God is interpreted and understood through the Spirit. And everything that God is speaking about is spiritual and eternal. Either one leads to eternal life, or the other, like, called eternal death, second death, or just an existence, because there will be no real life there at all. Only the place of God there will be life. But he was showing me the winter time is when we were lost, that we were like shadows, dormant and dead. And then the Lord came in springtime and life as a living water of God flowed into our life. As we see the truth, as it's revealed, and like life springs, even God's creation showing what God has done in our life, that our lives are raised up. Absolutely amazing. You think about the plants that all die, and then they come back to life in the time of the warmth and sunshine and the rain. But the Lord has done that in our life spiritually. He has poured out his life and blood. The living water, the river of God, flows into our hearts and lives. And God's kind of springtime is forever. A time of rejoicing, a time of knowing that winter is gone, the time of corruptness and of sinful ways and of death are gone by faith, and the completion of it, when we're totally changed, will be the greatest springtime of ever, almost like into summer. The resurrection rapture. So powerful. Amazing what God shows us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Well, praise God. We have many prayer requests of from our brothers and sisters and what they're going through and updates and find out where others are and see if they'll have answers. We know, let's see, that Sis Connie asked for her friend Lupe be healed of that you know, that thing in Jesus' name. And you have any updates on that, Sis Connie, about Lupe, your co-worker, I think it is? And then we had a brother named Rusev Joseph coming here, but we didn't hear anything. He asked for prayer, so we continue to pray for him. I haven't heard anything from my niece, Delana, about the son that we prayed for. Sometimes getting information, okay, so we'll continue to pray then. There was one brother on here that's really revealing all the things that the elite and governments are all doing with the weather and everything, that one doctor, you know, diagnosed bad cancer, But he's been taking natural things. He's been asking for prayer. He's doing better. And that's a phrase that God is intervening, and he knew where to turn the things that God made and asking for prayer. And it's been sad to see the so-called medical system, how it's working these days. Not very good. Let's see here. That one no more. I don't sense that. That one about the grandson. We saw him at Thanksgiving, the little grandson that Sis Brenda's, our granddaughter, and her husband-to-be, and very soon they understood they need to do this, he was asleep and away during the Thanksgiving celebration. And when everybody was left and the noise stopped, he got excited and got loud, strong lungs for that little one, but he's doing well. And we still pray for Skylar and Abraham and what God's doing in their life. Another great grandson, tremendous, you know, what God's doing. Sis Connie, how about Kennard Augustine? What's happening with him? I know that was a very unusual thing that he was facing. Any update on that? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We pray for a brother from the little church we've been going to for healing. He's in a wheelchair, brothers and sisters, and he needs God to intervene for sure. And for reconciliation with his wife. I had an email come in, a brother. Okay, sis, we'll keep praying. We had a brother that listens named Martin in the UK. And in his message, he's dealing with, you know, others are dealing with that. You don't get no help. They're not even going to mess with you. You're less of a person if you don't get the jab. Where do we see this from? Nazi Germany? Can't we learn from history? But of course, we know that these things are going to happen because the Lord said so. So we're praying for healing for him, praying for healing of his stomach and pancreas in the name of Jesus. Let's see. Yep, that one's done. Okay, now we have for pray for Sis Don and Kevin in a car wreck. Person pulled out in front of them. They T-boned them. They were doing, you know, they did. Somebody pulls out in front of you. But Dawn has either a broken or sprained foot, and then she was hit in the face with the airbag and the seat belt that keeps you in your seat. You know, did some, you know, hurt her or make her chest hurt. So we're praying for them. And we have to pray, I guess, pray for them about now another car, because this one's total. I hope the other person's fine. They didn't say anything about them. I hope and pray, you know. I don't know everything, so that's, we get done here, I got to go check more about that. Amen, brother. We will be praying for you on that, Brother Andrew, for sure. And for Brother Jeremy, too. But God will make a way. You know, God can provide for you. That job is just one of the ways or tools he uses. He can provide another way, or he'll open another door. But we will pray for y'all, for you and Andrew, Jeremy and Andrew. How y'all facing that stuff now is unreal. Come, Lord Jesus, most of it. But we will pray because he said, I will provide. I will watch over you. I will protect you. So we'll ask for God for protection and provision. And wisdom. Amen, sis. You're right. There is nothing impossible for the Lord. Amen, sis. You're right. And guidance of the Holy Spirit. Pray for our nations, our people in the nations. It'd be pretty good to get, a whop on the head or something to our leaders, but they got an agenda. They're all caught up in the lying deception, but God's not going to be favorable for the things they're doing. I guarantee you that. And that we pray that people will come to Jesus, because that's the only hope that we all have. And that what they're doing to Israel is not good. Not by the promise that God gave them, and they people tend to forget that it's God's land. It's God's city of Jerusalem. And that they have no right to divide it, or whatever they're trying to do, destroy it, divide it, whatever. They will answer. They'll answer to Almighty God, and I believe it's going to happen very soon. Probably the same ones in the same place don't believe and trust his son either. God of mercy, I pray they would, their eyes would be open, their spiritual eyes and ears would be open, but that's definitely the Holy Spirit has to do that. Only thing we can do is pray, as we've been called to. There's, you know, like I said, nothing's impossible with for God. Amen. He will. Philippians 4:19 is a scripture for y'all, for you, Jeremy and Brother Andrew. My God, your God, our God, will supply all our needs in the glorious riches of Christ Jesus. You, as son and daughters of God, are joint heirs with Christ. So he shares in his in what he's going to receive, his glorious riches, mainly spiritual. But he knows we have needs as we live in these bodies right now. And he knows we need somewhere to place. Amen. Philippians 4:19. That's right, brother. Thank you, Jesus. Here's another one. And the Lord is, you know, the Lord is bringing them here. Proverbs 3. 5:6 and 6:7. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. Yeah, that's the ones I know. That's 7, I remember sometimes, and don't, Lord help me. Oh, thank you, Lord. Of course he can bring it. In verse 7 says, be not wise in your own eyes. Be not wise in the things you see. But trust God. No, Proverbs chapter 3, 5 through 7, brother. Proverbs chapter 3, 5 through 7. And the seventh verse is, be not wise in your own eyes, but in all your ways acknowledge him. And turn from evil. Hallelujah. Very good wisdom from the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Any other prayer requests? Praise God. There's many crosses up on this page, but God has answered many prayers, and that he will answer these prayers too, because he loves us. And he knows what we're facing and what we need. And he said, I will never leave you or forsake you. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and praise you. Lord God, as I hold this notepad and all these prayer requests, you see them. You see the people. You see their hearts. You see the ones hurting. You see the ones concerned. You see the ones facing the things that these ungodly governments are bringing. We see the lies and deceptions. We see the enemy's plans to steal, kill, and destroy. But we have your word. We have your promises. And we have you within our lives. We have your mighty Holy Spirit. We have the authority of your name, Lord Jesus. We have the authority of your shed blood over anything of the enemy. We have your word that says, greater is he that's within us than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. The enemy, Satan again. That you have delivered us from the evil one. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians 3:3 says, but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you, setting you on firm foundation and not shifting sand. On the rock of ages, you, Lord Jesus. And he will protect you and guard you from the evil one. Thank you, Lord, for that word. Praise God to encourage us. We thank you for this word tonight. We're very grateful that you have shown us and told us and brought it upon our life and heart, the truth, and that we have become wise because of you, Lord Jesus, and not of ourselves, and that we are wise because of the godly wisdom you give us, Lord, that we are not fools no more. We pray for the others. We pray for others that are fools and that are a mere shadow themselves. They need to come to you, Lord, as the light is shining, as there is light still. They need to come before the light of the world, and the church and the bride will be taken, and then there'll be darkness. We pray, Father, that many will. And Lord God, we're thankful again for your word and for the encouraging words and revelation you have given us tonight, and the songs you put on our hearts. And Lord, now we pray. We come as you've called us to be prayer warriors in the mighty name of Jesus and by the authority of your name, Lord, that we come humbly and by your mercy and love that you would hear us. Father God, we pray. And we pray for Sis Connie's friend, Lupe. We don't know. We don't have any, we haven't heard anything, but you know. And we pray, Lord, that you would touch her and heal her. And, Lord, that she would be a walking testimony, that she will know that you are the one that has healed her. And understand that you are the great physician and healer. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And we pray for the other one of her co-workers, Kennard Augustine, Lord, for you, Lord, to intervene and make a way where there seems to be no way with the ways of the world, but you can make a way for him and his life and peace and comfort. And, Lord, make a way that able to have his job or what you what has to happen in his life. And we trust and praise you for that, Father. Father God, we still continue for Brother Joseph that came here. We pray for him. We pray you watch over him, protect him, and bless him. We pray that he cries out to you and that he knows you and he knows where to turn to and understand the only answer is you, Lord Jesus. Father, we just thank you for my granddaughter and for her husband to be Abraham and for the new son, Alexander. And Lord, that they want to look to you and bring that family together in the name of Jesus. I pray you watch over them and bless them, Lord. Father God, we pray for Martin in the UK as he's facing this repressive, ungodly rules and regulations and taking people's freedoms that you gave, Lord, that you gave all people. And Lord, I pray for him that he's standing for truth and understands this thing is not good and it's evil and he doesn't want it. And he cried out and asked for prayer for healing of his stomach and his pancreas in the name of Jesus. And that, Lord, that you're able to heal him and that we believe it and we have faith that you're able to heal in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank God for for Don and Kevin, our brother, sister in Christ, and our good friends. I pray for for each one of them, and is Dawn and her injuries and Kevin. But we're thankful, Lord, that you watched over and protect them in this terrific, in this horrendous wreck. And Lord, that you're there for them, and that you'll give them peace and comfort, and let them rest and be healed in the name of Jesus, and help them, Lord, to be able to get another car, and everything will come together, the insurance and everything else, Father. We just pray in Jesus' mighty name. We pray for this other person. I do not know who it is or where they're at. God of mercy, that you would pull out in front of a moving car down the road. That just shows you, Lord, that we need you so much. We pray you intervene in their life too, so this will be a wake-up call for that other person in the car. Lord God, we pray for Jeremy. We pray for Andrew and what they're facing. The Lord, that you make a way, that you are the provider. The Lord, that you will provide our needs according to the glorious riches of Christ Jesus. That by your word, we can do all things through you, Lord Jesus. And that they can face and what they're going face and what they're going through. And that you're greater and you're more powerful. And Lord, that you can open doors and that you can close doors. and that you can make a way where there seems not to be no way, because there is nothing impossible for you, Lord, in whatever is of your will and purpose and what is right in truth and justice. We pray for them and their families. Bless them. Watch over them. Comfort them in the time they're living. Lord, as we say for them and us, wisdom and guidance for us all. So we all need you in these days, Lord. And we praise and honor you. And we thank you. We pray, Lord, pray for the peace of Jerusalem and Israel. We thank God for our Messianic brothers and that are there in Israel and what they're facing and going through in the nation of Israel and how they're being lied and deceived too. But we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and Israel. And we know, Lord, that you're watching over them. And we thank you for everything that you watch over us. We thank you for this night. We thank you for a time that we can come together. How much we need each other these days, Lord. How much we truly do. And just like the song says, Spirit, lead me. When all hope is gone and all I've got is your word. And I know, Lord, that your word is truth and that you keep your word and your promises. And that's tremendous and glorious and very, very humbling, and understand what kind of love you have for us. Thank you again, Lord. I thank God for each brother and sister here. I pray that you would bless them and watch over them and their families. Lift them up and guide them. Know they're not alone. Lord, let your peace just flow through us, for you are the Prince of Peace. And Lord, we're grateful for your love that is poured out by the mighty Holy Spirit in our lives. Your wisdom, your guidance, discernment, and that we're excited in the times we live. We know as all these things are happening, it is leading to homecoming. It is leading us to come to you, Lord. And that, Lord, that we just pray that many others would take heed and not be left behind. But as I even say that every day, understand today is a day of salvation, and we're very grateful for the time of grace. Because I know you're a holy and righteous God and you detest, hate, sin, and understand what it's done to people's lives and what it cost you with your son. We're grateful, Lord, for the grace you have given all of us. We're grateful that you're with us. And you know us and you still love us. It's amazing. Thank you, Lord, that we're in the times of your coming and that each day goes by, we need to be looking up and watching, listening, hearing your loving, powerful voice. Come up here. Come and join me, my children, my church, my bride. It's time to come home. It's time to come totally like me, fulfilled totally of everything that I promised and said, all that the Father has said. Now is the day. Glory to God, the day of redemption. What a glorious day. An event it will be like no other. Hallelujah, Lord. That we've all been raised up for such a time as this. All glory to you, Lord. And we look for that glorious day. And thank you. Thank you. What you've done in our lives to make us be part of it. And we give you all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, praise God, brothers and sisters. Praise God. What the Lord is saying to us, and that we would take heed, and that Sis Jeanette's going to come and finish up tonight with a song that the Lord's put on her heart to finish up. And again, I thank God for each one of you. It's good to see you here and that we come together and that we're here for one another and that we're concerned about each other because we are family. We are brothers and sisters. And that it's important. And I pray it encourages you like it does me. Because each day and each time we come here and we have this time, and one day we'll all meet up in heaven. We'll all meet up in heaven. You too, Brother Andrew. I thank God for you. And you, Brother Jeremy, and you, Sis Consuelo, Sis Connie, and you, Sis Jeanette. We're grateful.
Amen.
For all.
Hallelujah.
for such a time as this. Amen. All right, sis.
Amen.
You want to finish up with the song that the Lord's put on your heart?
Okay.
Okay.
When you tell me that you love me. On a cold star, down from the sky, I wanna live a day that never dies. I wanna change the world from me for you. All impossible, I wanna do. I wanna hold you close under the rain. I wanna kiss you, smile, and feel the pain. I know what's beautiful looking at you. In a world of love, you are the truth. And Jesus, every time you touch me, I become a human. You make me safe no matter where I am. And bring me everything I long for. Nothing is above you. I'm shining like a candle in the dark when you tell me that you love me. You've made me see just what I want. Show me the loneliness and what it does. You walked into my life and stopped my tears. Everything's easy now. I have you here. My Jesus, every time you touch me, I become a living. You're everything I love. Everything I long for, nothing is above you. I'm shining like a candle in the dark when you tell me that you love me. In a world without you, I would always hunger. Now I needed your love to make me stronger.
Everlasting love.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, sis. I would say to y'all from other watchmen and all, many have said this is a tremendous watch time here these next three or four days. I'm not sure about all why they say, but such a sense of it, and how people's dreams have been so much clearer and everything, and by what else is going on. I hope they're right. I hope they're right. All we can do is, you know, take it a day at a time. And
One day at a time.
Yeah, the Lord is coming, but some of the things that are being said and done says we're so close. I mean, by anywhere you want to go,
we
are. We're so close. But, you know, like many of God's rescues, it could be right at the very last moment, whatever, you know, is coming or whatever's happening, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Well, bless you.
God
thank you,
good.
We thank God for you serving the Lord here, and very grateful for you and for your encouraging words and being in tune to the Spirit to share. And that one was right on tonight, especially that Isaiah 41.
Amen.
10 through 13. I'll be sharing that again tomorrow.
He put in my heart.
Amen. Amen, sis. Amen.
For you, for everyone, and I send it to Brother Jeremy also.
Amen. That's why I shared it again when he came. I knew he needed to hear it. All right. Well, bless you, sister. Thank you. You have a great weekend and exciting times we live, and the Lord's with us through all things, right?
Amen, yes. I love you, and I love all my brothers and sisters in the chat room. Thank you all.
Yes.
Good night.
Good night, sis. Bless you. Bye-bye. Thank God for each one of you in the chat room and by phone. We thank God for all of you. And know that the Lord is with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. May his face shine upon you, and may you have his shalom in the days we live in, because we really need it. And that we have peace in the midst of the storm that's all around us. But the Lord is with us through it all, right? Okay, y'all have a great night. And we thank God for each one of you and say shalom and goodbye. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah.